The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
Cap Jay Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Good morning. Welcome into the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. You can watch the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, brought to you by DraftKings. Glad to have you aboard today. We're here until 10 o'clock, and then it'll be Mike Greenberg with the Greeny Show right here on Chicago's home for sports. Every time you look around, Cap, it may not be the number one segment. It might be the third or fourth, but everyone's talking about Justin Fields. And, you know, you don't get a lot of Bears talk because the Bears are going in the wrong direction as far as the organization's concerned, but people are excited about the excitement of Justin Fields. Because it's new and fresh, Cap, you know, the one thing about sports, the reason why, one of the reasons why I think that you and I continue to follow sports or really like sports is because we're interested in finding out what's next. It's not one of these, we don't do a nostalgia show and talk about what happened in 1980, 1975 all the time. We actually are excited about, okay, what's new and what's fresh? I think that's what keeps sports going.
Yes, and we look forward to what excites us. And when Matt Nagy was here and Mitch was struggling, okay, why should I believe there are sunnier days ahead?
Mm-hmm.
You watch Justin Fields play and you think, yeah, finally, first time in our life, we got a guy. But now you got to get like 12 more guys to surround him.
Right. And that hopefully will happen on both sides of the football, by the way, too. As I mentioned before, I told you this yesterday, for him to be able to be considered, even in the conversation of MVP or one of the best players in the league, he can't do it by himself. It's not the NBA where you're one of five.
Some dude called in on Waddle and Sylvie, I believe it was. Might have been Carmen York. I listened all day.
Yesterday?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And said, do you believe that had the Bears kept Roquan and Khalil and Akeem Hicks and Robert Quinn, that they would be leading the division right now?
Oh, I heard that call.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I think it's the Waddle and Sylvie, I believe.
And the answer's no.
Yeah.
We had all these guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be, oh, God, we got all these old dudes still. Got no cap space. They picked a lane. You either had to, like, push all your chips in and try and win right now, keeping all those guys and adding on, getting a better O-line. It was not going to happen.
Right.
So I heard that call, and I'm like, people actually believe that.
Well, there's a lot of excitement around Justin Fields.
Understandably so. But they also just came out with the power rankings for the NFC North.
Yeah, what happened?
The Bears are dead last in the USA to power rank. Dead last in the division.
Deserved.
Yes. I don't understand why people are like, can't believe that.
I mean,
bad team.
Well, because you want to believe as a fan. But again, the empirical evidence is right in front of you when you watch them every week.
Mm-hmm.
Defense doesn't have enough talent to be able to hold up their end. The offense is getting stronger because of what Justin Fields is doing. But ultimately, you got to have talent to win. Look, if you just watch Bears football and you don't watch the Red Zone, or if you don't watch the 325 game or Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, you think that this Bears team is good enough. But if you watch the NFL.
Yeah, America's Game of the Week. You're like, whoa, we're not at that level.
When you see the ball go back and forth and you see these, we saw two classic games on Sunday. Two overtime games.
Are you talking about Green Bay, Dallas?
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
Buffalo, Minnesota.
Oh, Buffalo, Minnesota, yeah. I didn't get to see all the great ending till on tape later.
That is what the NFL is supposed to look like. We have talent on both sides, right?
Correct.
But we're talking about excitement. And the reason why that first take and first things first and, you know, all these shows that are on television during the daytime talk about Justin Fields is because he's exciting. So where do we place Justin Fields amongst some of the exciting players that we've seen in sports? Now, he's exciting because he's a human highlight reel, Shay. But for me, the names off the top of my head are like Steph Curry, who still doesn't get enough credit because he shoots the ball from the moon. And he was able to change the course of how young people play basketball. When I was coming up, it was dunking the basketball because of Jordan. Now this generation wants to be able to shoot it as far as possible. As a matter of fact, when Cap and I were calling the Bronny James High School game,
yep.
I told Cap during one of the commercials, I go, I just called a UIC game in college and where they move the ball side to side and look for the open man. And I saw high school players shoot it far, like from 30 feet. I'm like, okay, I haven't seen this in a while. Like, hold on a second. The game has changed.
Yeah.
Right?
Like when that Sierra Canyon team took the court, the Glenbard West team.
Yeah.
Really well coached.
Solid.
Kids played really hard. They moved the ball. That Sierra Canyon team looked like a college playing out there.
The way they moved the ball.
My God.
But then the shooting, that's all from Steph Curry.
Correct.
Like, oh, if he could shoot it that way, I could shoot. Like, whoa. Like, you got the green light to do that in high school? I would do that, be benched right away.
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen, but that's how it's changed. So as far as excitement, Steph Curry is on that list for me. I would say that Giannis is on that list as well.
Yep.
Some would say it's Giannis' era of basketball, not LeBron.
But the game has changed because of Steph and Clay and that Golden State crew.
What about baseball? So is Bryce Harper on that list for you? Exciting player when the Phillies are good?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm watching TV and I'm going to get up and go get... Wait a minute, let me watch Bryce Harper bat. Because when he hits one, it goes a mile. Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always like watching Trout bat.
Ohtani pitching and hitting?
Both.
I don't understand in this TikTok, social media era how that guy isn't bigger. Honest to God.
Well, it's just... The problem I have with baseball, I struggle to put anybody on baseball in the same tier as somebody in... the NBA, in the NFL, because, like, Mike Trout, I love to watch it. You maybe see it four times a night. Maybe. And you got to stay up really late to watch it. And, wow. Like, Bryce Harper, he's incredible. We saw him, 20 at-bats in the World Series?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not enough happening. Like, Fields is going to get 25 passes and 12 rushes a game. That's 37 times he's going to touch the ball. We'll see Bryce Harper 12 times in a series.
I would say that young people watch the NFL or baseball differently than how we watch it. We have an investment watching the game from start to finish. How do kids get involved in baseball? They watch YouTube clips.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get into baseball players just based on the swing or the great play in the outfield or whatever, right? They watch it differently than you and I watch it. We can sit down and have the patience for a 3.5-hour ball game. They just watch the clips and be like, I want that guy's jersey because that guy's awesome.
Hoodie, right. That's a great point because there's only, like on TikTok, right, you referenced, people just post a 10-second clip of Trout's at-bat and what he did. We don't need to waste our time watching the full thing. So that's a great point you brought up because it's still exciting to watch, but like we're going to see other people as well and not waste our time investing in the whole game.
It's like Cap, when you said in the meeting you'd rather watch Aaron Judge. You think Aaron Judge is more exciting than Justin Fields?
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. You said, who else would you say is exciting? And I said Aaron Judge for sure. No. I didn't say he was more exciting. I said he's definitely on that list. You did not agree with me. Right?
Shay Norling, go ahead.
I think you said he's more exciting if we ran the tape back.
Ran the
Unfortunately,
tape.
That's not on. This is like, what's the commercial now?
Is it the insurance?
We got to go to the review.
Yeah, I don't think I said he's more. I said he's certainly on the list with Justin.
So the point I was making with Aaron Judge is.
Because I said Connor McDavid, too.
Yeah, when I was going for 60, when Aaron Judge was going for 62. I knew I would see it on Twitter when it happened. I didn't need to watch every at-bat. I didn't need to watch Yankee games. I wasn't pulling up Yes Network Plus or whatever the hell so I could watch a Yankee game and see Judge.
I was.
I knew I'd see it on Twitter when it happened. I didn't get juiced about it. The NFL and the NBA, I want to watch the game and see the exciting players. So I just think it's on a different level.
Come in here, Shay. You need a condom. Come on. You need a condom.
Got to practice safe.
Yeah,
speaking.
Come on in. Come on in because you're getting fired up now. You're popping your peas. There you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Put your condom on.
Windscreen.
There we go. What?
We call it a windscreen.
I don't think we need your verification. It's a condom.
My condom.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Let's be clear.
What? Oh, do you not? You think I'm going to get you in trouble?
I'm just so people in their car are like, what is he talking about?
They
I'm putting a condom on.
It's called a windscreen. But on that.
Well, you just can't get the GN out of here.
Can't do it.
My God.
Shay.
Jonathan.
Yeah. It's Justin's on that list, no doubt.
Yes.
Connor McDavid is as exciting as any player in sports.
Yes.
Aaron Judge's at bats, 100% are on that list, no doubt. Bryce Harper at the plate, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would co-sign it. 2 years ago when Jose Abreu was hitting like 700 homers at Wrigley,
mm-hmm.
That was must-watch TV.
Yes.
I found Javi Baez as a Cub. Must watch when he got to the plate with that wild swing.
And as a Tiger?
Not so much.
So that's why we're trying to figure out where the excitement level is. Where is Justin Fields amongst the most exciting players in sports? At this point right now, on November 16th, he's got to be in that top five discussion. Has to be. He's all over the TV.
I would agree, top five.
Is he the most exciting player in the NFL right now?
Most exciting.
Is there anyone in the NFL that you go, I got to watch that guy more? Like Mahomes, Josh Allen, maybe Tyreek Hill. Tua's got to be up there.
I'm biased, but Parsons. I've never seen someone run that fast on defense and hunt people down defensively and then switch from linebacker to defensive line.
Yeah, Tua's not on that list. He's a good player.
What
excited?
About
Tyreek Hill?
What
that's
about
excitement.
Waddle Hill?
Hill.
Yeah.
Like Waddle's a really good receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill, that's a different level. Patrick Mahomes, he does things every week where I'm like, how the hell did he get that? Like when he was going down and he did the little flip into the end zone for a touch. Like those are like mind-blowing.
See, we're all attracted to speed and athleticism.
Yes.
See, that's what we're attracted
to. John Morant is on that list. I gave you him in the meeting too. I didn't say he was better than Justin. I said he's right there with him.
You can tell Fields went to Georgia hoodie because that kid does have SEC speed.
That's exactly
I'm not
right.
sure I've seen a quarterback that hits the gear he hits. Yeah. It's crazy
how
when he gets
Ohio
going.
Ohio State.
He's a Georgia Bulldog.
No.
We claim him.
He puked that part out and left
puked.
It. Yeah.
That was a choice. That was there's a choice he made.
Coach Meyer? Yeah, Justin Fields. I'd like to come to Ohio State. Oh, I want to be with Brutus the Buckeye.
I would also say that the SEC is so deep and so rich in talent, mm-hmm. We didn't need Justin Fields.
Yeah, you had to have Stetson Bennett the 12th.
Yeah, I mean, national champion.
Jake Fromm.
Now that's a problem. People have, hey, do you think the Bears could get Jake Fromm? No.
I'll give you another NFL player.
Jake Fromm.
I'll give you another NFL player that's right there with him.
What would you say?
Shame on you, Shay, for not remembering this one. Justin Jefferson.
Very exciting player.
Oh, my God.
Probably the catch of my lifetime. Definitely of JC's lifetime.
Is that in the top five?
Yes.
What about Odell, one hand?
That yes. Odell, that one?
Yeah.
David
Tyree.
The David Tyree pin to the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
The Santonio Holmes in the back corner of the end zone and win a Super Bowl.
Yep. Moss. Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
Yeah. I mean, so, yeah, no question. No question. So, let's open the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. We're talking about excitement with Justin Fields. Where is Justin Fields amongst the most exciting players in sports right now? Not all time, but right now, this month. Where would you place him right now? Cap and I will take your phone calls on that. And still to come, some thoughts from Ryan Poles of the Chicago Bears on Chicago's Home for Sports. The Captain J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app still to come on the show. There's a lot of fallout regarding Twitter and Elon Musk, the chief twit of Twitter, has put a lot of stuff out there. We want you to decipher something that Elon Musk is saying. We're going to do something at 9:35 and see if we can tell the difference between Elon Musk and a Simpsons character.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's coming up at 9:35 here on ESPN 1000.
Our friend Joey G texted in, said Justin Jefferson. Yes, we've already mentioned him.
Justin Jefferson.
And my friend Greg Saran from the B-52 said, aimless. Tell Hoodie the word for the Bulls rebuild is aimless. Like, what's the there's no direction.
It's a very, very good word.
Kind of, yeah.
But I'll take this over Gar Pax. I will take it.
Yes, but I need to see more.
Oh, sure. But that's a good conversation piece, isn't it? For us to say we want more instead of saying we want the guys fired, that's a different conversation.
Correct.
I don't want Eversley and Karnišovas fired, but I want Karnišovas not to look at the Bulls like he looked at Denver.
Right.
We're just good, and we'll never win the championship, but we're going to have a solid team, and we'll sell out every night. It'll be an ass every, you know, 18 inches in the at the United Center. Mm-hmm. No, it's more than just butts and seats. It's about winning, sustained winning.
Correct.
And getting to the next level, too.
Correct.
Because he ran Denver, and Denver was always good. Solid.
Yeah, solid.
But it's got to be better than that. Yeah. We're not a mountain time zone team.
No question.
312-332 ESPN is our phone number. So we talk about excitement in sports. Justin Fields is exciting. He's exciting as whom? Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. There he is. Justin in Dallas, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago
app. Hi, Justin. What's up, Justin? Sparky? You ready to get beat by the Falcons?
Oh, my God.
Hey, good morning, Cap Hoodie. Cap, I like that you take that as a joke. Like, you all know that I hate losing. I don't know how many times I have to reiterate that. I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard for me to get excited about the quote-unquote development of Fields when it's leading to losing. Can I just ask this one question? I thought that development, shouldn't that at some point translate to winning?
Yeah, when you have the talent around said player, you can't just drop Justin Fields in and go, we're good. Because we're
Cap,
not.
We had a chance to win on Sunday. What happened?
He got sacked because we couldn't protect him when the Lions wouldn't let him outside the pocket.
So now we're 3-7. You know what's funny? I get rammed on and whatever you want to call it for me being a bad fan because I want my team to win. I'll be a bad fan, but I want them to win. And another thing, Cap, remember this around this time last year, Cap and Hoodie, remember when the Bulls were getting into the playoffs and I called and you were telling me to relax and look where we're at now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
look where we're at now, Cap.
But, and what did we say last year? Relax, let's let these guys get to the off season and let's see what they do.
And what did they do in the off season?
They did not do a lot. They extended Zach. And they drafted Daylon Terry, who's been playing for the G League team on the side. They didn't do enough. And then after you called around this time, we lost Lonzo Ball to a knee injury.
Well, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, Cap, we were already going to lose. He was already sitting out. He wasn't playing.
No, he didn't stop sitting out till January.
Cap, I was telling you, I said, this is a recipe for disaster. It's the running back. It's the Chicago running back. We did it with the Sox. We're doing it with the Bulls. And it's like, and then I get, like I said, I get, oh, you're not a fan. I got my father-in-law telling me I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan because I want my team to win. And we just lost again. So now we're 3-7. The Bulls just lost.
Yeah, the Bulls are.
I just want our team to win.
People just say,
"Oh, you're whining and this, that, and the third." But at the end of the day, the quote unquote development is not translating into wins.
I don't.
And I thought that's what it was supposed to do.
Yeah,
not this year. You knew. You're a smart fan. You've been here at the station. We've met. You know your sports. You did not, deep down in your soul, you did not expect this team to win this year. Please tell me that.
Yeah. All right, my friend, we appreciate your telephone call. Leaves line open, 312-332-ESPN. Will Met, here's Brian on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. So you guys were talking about great athletic players and catches, all-time catches, and I just thought of the Julian Edelman Super Bowl catch where he kept it off the turf.
Super Bowl, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that was a good catch. It was, no question about it.
Yes.
When it was headed to the ground and he found a way to hang on to it, yeah, I just don't think of Julian Edelman as an exciting player.
In Burbank, here's Jimmy on ESPN 1000 on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, boys. So Justin Fields, in my mind, is without question one of the top five exciting players in the league. Anytime you can be at your own 37, 42, whatever it is, and your quarterback can take off and score and burn everybody on decent defenses, it's got to be in the top five and maybe even the top three. I don't see any argument behind it. And as far as the guy before me, he's talking about development. You let him develop. You could drop any quarterback in the league on this team. Cap, what are we missing on this team?
What are we missing on the Bears?
We don't have what? Yeah, what do we not have?
Well, you got about 4 hours?
Yeah, we're going to be here all day, Jim.
Talent.
No, talent, yeah.
You've been saying it for weeks.
Right.
And these people are not listening. We don't have the talent. That is
That's a fact.
It's a fact. You cannot dispute it. And we need to go through the progressions. Everybody wants this to translate to wins. Yeah, so do I. So does 99% of our fan base. But we need the progression to happen.
He's exactly right.
In the middle of our heart surgery that, you know, you stop our heart surgery in the middle, it's murder. Okay? So this is just, you know, I'm sick of hearing this.
We don't have the talent. Hold on, Jimmy. Let's go to Pete down the street in Burbank. Hey, Pete.
Oh, that's Pete Madford? I grew up with you. Might have lived very well.
Listen, dude, the excitement for the Bears is like 5, 10. Dude, when he threw that 50-yard pass to Komet, I was like, dude, he's throwing 200 today, baby. He's throwing for 200. And then, no, he couldn't even make 200 again. Ugh.
What do you think of that, Jimmy?
Do you think he'll be the first Bears quarterback to throw for 4,000?
Yes.
Pete, you know who you're talking to right now, right?
Yes.
Jimmy Gannon, dude.
You're so soon.
You got to stop with this, bro.
Wait, hold on a second, guys.
Me, you, your brother, we could all be wide receivers on this team. Who's he throwing to? Your brother plays Major League Baseball. He could probably play wide receiver on this team.
Are you guys arguing about this on Facebook? You, Jimmy and Pete, you guys are talking about this?
I grew up with Pete. Pete's one of a good friend of mine for 20 years.
He might have been bugging me one time, and I just, all I'm asking for is 200 yards passing. I'm not asking for a lot, man.
Okay.
Your older brother
played Major League Baseball, Pete. He could probably play on this team. That's how bad it is. We don't have the talent.
Mitch Trubisky threw for 200 yards. He's got no talent. He's on the bench now.
All right.
Mitch Trubisky's bagging groceries at the Jewel on 87th and Ridgeland next year.
I've been in that Jewel.
Jimmy.
Oh, God.
So Jimmy and Pete, both from Burbank, arguing back and forth about the Bears. Isn't that something?
So good.
312-332-ESPN is our phone
number. Dave Todd on Twitter. The way to handle anyone's concerns about the Bears still losing, like Justin from Dallas, they're not losing because of Fields. 2 muff punts, a fumble, a no-call, a drop ball, 2 sacks, then end of the Lions game. Yeah. None of that is because your QB isn't good enough.
That's true.
Exactly.
It's about the talent around him. And in a couple years, hopefully that manifests itself. That's for sure.
That's it.
Cap and I play a game of Who Said It? That is coming up next on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We're with you till 10. It'll be Mike Greenberg at 10, Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvie at 2, Blatt and Abdallah at 6, Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8. All part of the mix right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Now we play a game, and the game is called, Cap, Who Said It?
Love it. Let's go.
Who Said It? And now the star of our show, Shay Norling. Shay?
Well, we need a little music for this one. I have assembled a list here of quotes, Some of them belong to Elon Musk. Some of them belong to Simpsons character Montgomery Burns. Oh, and it's up to the two of you to decide with who said it.
Now, here's what's interesting, Cap. We're talking about outlandish quotes. The Simpsons, I mean, again, one of the longest episodic television shows in the history of television.
How many years has that show been on? Got to be 30 years, right?
So I'm thinking, JC, take a look at that. I'm thinking 87, 88.
Remember when 35 years.
Remember when Fox came on? We were like, this is on a VHF. Like, how is this going to work, right?
Right. Until they bought the NFL rights.
Well, just the idea that it was on Channel 32. We didn't know what that was.
Correct.
Like, how could it be on I guess it was UHF?
UHF, not VHF.
Yeah, this is not going to work. A network on the UHF. Get out the rabbit ears. Tracy Ullman, what is this? What is this show? Simpsons? That's not
going
to work.
Still going.
Yeah, amazing, right?
Debuted December 17th, 1989.
89. They were short on the Tracy Ullman show.
33 years in.
And then look at them. They're still rolling. And then so that's Montgomery Burns and, of course, Elon Musk. Not a Simpsons character. So let's hear from the twit in charge. The twit in charge, Elon Musk or Monty Burns. All right, let's do it.
All right, here's the first one. The quote is, oppression and harassment are a small price to pay to live in the land of the free.
Oh, man.
That's Montgomery Burns.
That sounds like something... I'm going Montgomery Burns with that.
That is Monty Burns.
Yes. Woo-hoo! Okay.
Yo, that's Montgomery right. Burns,
yes. I don't know the context, but that sounds like him. Yes.
Number two, the politicians and unelected bureaucrats who stole our liberty should be tarred, feathered, and thrown out of town.
That also sounds like Monty Burns.
The politicians and bureaucrats should be tarred.
It sounds so outlandish that sounds like Monty Burns for me.
I'm actually going to say Musk.
That is Elon Musk.
No kidding. It's a lot of words there. That fit in 180 characters, all that? Guess so.
240 now.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not the thief. The government is. Every year you make hardworking Joes like my reporter friend here pay income taxes.
That sounds like Monty Burns also.
I'm going to go Monty Burns.
That is Monty Burns. If there was a way that I could not eat so I could work more, I would not eat.
That is Elon Musk.
Why would he say that? What's the context?
Because that dude is born, that's all he does is work. He's worth $100 billion.
And now what?
Take a plane and go see a concert. Lay on a beach somewhere. Play some poker in Vegas. Do something.
How about not firing half your staff and realizing you need half your staff back? Not a smart guy.
No.
I mean, you can be enamored with his money, but business-wise, tough. Tough.
Yeah.
How about telling the entire staff the night before that they have to work from the office when half of them work on the other side of the globe?
Correct.
So the quote again about his hunger. I'm going to say that's Musk.
That is Musk.
Okay. All right.
This next one's a little obvious, I think. I should be able to run over as many kids as I want.
Monty Burns.
Monty Burns.
That is Monty Burns. There will be no Mars if we let them take our freedom away.
That is Musk.
There will be no Mars if we let them take our freedom away. I'm going to say that's Musk.
That is Musk.
I haven't missed yet.
Doing well, Cappy. Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun.
That is Monty Burns.
So wait a minute. Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. Monty Burns.
That is Monty Burns. That's my lesson for taking a vacation. Vacations will kill you.
That's
Elon Musk.
That is Elon Musk.
Yes. Hey! Come on!
Family, religion, friendship. These are three demons you must slay if you wish to succeed in business.
Family, religion, friendship. That's Musk.
That sounds like Elon Musk.
That is Monty Burns.
No kidding.
Don't!
Throwing religion in there. There's some edginess there in The Simpsons, so I get that. Interesting.
I would tell those people they will get to see their families a lot when we go bankrupt.
Is it Monty Burns?
That's Musk.
That is Musk.
Say it, give me the line again.
I would tell those people they will get to see their families a lot when we go bankrupt.
That's Musk.
Weird. Go ahead.
If you can take advantage of a situation in some way, it's your duty as an American to do it.
If you could take advantage of a... I'm going to say that's Monty Burns.
Give me the line again. If you take advantage of what?
If you can take advantage of a situation in some way, it's your duty as an American to do it.
It's not Musk?
I think it's Burns.
Okay, Burns.
It is Monty Woo-hoo! Burns. Mm. And the last one on our list. Morons, pathetic morons in my employ, stealing my precious money.
That is Elon Musk.
Monty Burns.
Monty Burns is crazy.
It's crazy. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I like that.
That was fun.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, $3,126 million for the great Howard Ankin.
But it's not my ball. Just one thing about Musk and Burns, just like, you know, Elon Musk with these platitudes, these big time, these quotes. I mean, I'm sure people are living vicariously through those quotes. I'm sure. Some of those.
No doubt.
I just want my flying car. Where is it? I want to be like the Jetsons. Where's the flying car?
My late father used to tell us that. Boys, I'm going to get the flying button. Bam. Here we go.
That'd be awesome, man. You saw the story from Ryan Glasspiegel and others regarding Yasiel Puig facing 5 years in prison after lying about a gambling operation.
Yes. If the feds call you, you do not lie to them.
That is correct.
They get more angry with you for lying than for the actual crime you're committing.
So we know the story, but here's what I want to ask you and Shay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also into it. Danny's into it as well as far as sports gambling. But just this paragraph got me. The Justice Department's release says that Puig lost nearly $283,000 between May and June of 2019 after paying Agent 1 $200,000 in cashier's checks. Puig continued to place nearly 900 bets on tennis, football, and basketball games between July and September of 2019. Did you hear what I said?
I did.
900 bets on tennis, football, and basketball. First of all, what kind of guy are you? I mean, how much are you betting on tennis? I mean, seriously?
Those are rookie numbers.
Seriously.
And how much did he pay down to be able to get his account activated again?
Don't see that.
Yeah, he owed, oh, God, I want to say it was 400 something. He got his balance down to 200, and they let him reactivate the account.
Yes.
It was like free money for them.
So here's where I bring up that paragraph. So 900 bets on tennis, football, and basketball games between July and September 2019. 900 bets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people are down on him on this, but he really wasn't an avid gambler. When you boil it down, 900 bets between July and September, that means he's putting out 10 bets a day. You do that every day.
No, I don't.
Pretty close.
Not even close.
Let me pull out the old text messages here.
I send you what I get sent by whoever.
But you're sending me winners, though. You're sending me, 10 bets a day. Is that too much? That's
the question. I probably make two in a day.
You win two in a day.
No, I play. I'll give you a same game like the Bulls. I'll have a same game night. That'll probably be the only play I have. But it'll be fun. I'll be locked in all game.
But on a football weekend, college football and pro, you'll be up to 10 or more.
Oh, absolutely.
Shay, do you think 10 bets a day is too much?
Yes. You're not going to win. If you're betting 70 times a week, you're not going to win. You can't.
But they're all in favorites.
Oh, that's even worse. Then you're really just a square.
That's the most interesting thing out of it. Like, Yasiel Puig was a guy kind of like you're mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just gives you excitement for a burst. Mm-hmm. He was with the Reds, I think, at the end of his career, if I'm not mistaken. Longtime Dodger.
And I think he was an A.
Like 7, 8 years. But my point is, 900 bets, is 10 a day too much? If you've got every day hockey, basketball, college basketball, you got the NFL and college football, along with the NBA on the weekend if you need to, 10 bets a day, if you're spreading it out. Now, it wouldn't be on tennis for me. Absolutely not.
Cleveland, he finished his career with, and Cincinnati.
Do you think 10 is too much?
Do I think 10 is too... Like, on a football Saturday, there's a billion college games? No. No.
He was going fast, though. Fast and furious.
But, like, on a random Tuesday going, all right, give me Rafael Nadal. Give me the under in the sets. Give me the over on the hockey game. Give me a basketball... Like, 10 is a lot, man.
Well, what it really probably was like 40 bets on Saturdays with college football, and then betting every NFL game on Sunday, and then just placing scattered stuff throughout the week.
I'd also say,
July and September.
I mean, it's the FBI, but I would just say that he didn't bet any baseball. That's hard to believe.
And September, how much tennis was this guy betting?
For him not to bet on baseball, hard to believe.
Agreed.
Do not believe that. I think the feds held that back. Speaking of money and gambling, Danny's going to put money in your pocket in one moment, and also we'll have the Cap'n J-Hood cut of the day. That's coming up next on the Cap'n J-Hood Morning Show.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
If we could bring some of this stuff to the air, my God, we'd outrage Stern.
Is this number one on your playlist? Gonna play a little Wu-Tang?
No.
Flying to Florida?
No.
This is you liked this song a few minutes ago, remember?
Yep.
Pops, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Is it going to be on the playlist?
No.
Okay. He read the lyrics in the break, and he's like, oh, boy.
My God, it's like a Chappelle bit. I can't do this. Come on, Cap. Got to have some diversification in your life. That's why I'm here. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. That's how they felt upstairs. They want to be able to change it. Today is National Fast Food Day. National Fast Food Day. One meal for your life, Cap, and it's got to be fast food. What would it be? I got mine.
One meal, fast food only?
Yep. Fast Food Day. One meal for your life. I already got JC's.
Mine would
be Pete Terry's.
Mine would be Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's forever.
If it's like chain, if it's not, I would go eat at like Michael's Hot Dogs or Super Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had that in eons, but yes. But if it had to be like a chain, Jersey Mike's. If it was like a one-off, Michael's Hot Dogs.
Shocking for me, it'd be Harold's.
You still have promised to take me, and I've never gone. Yep. I've never gotten the invite.
You know why? Say it with me now. State of the art.
That's it.
Both of us.
There you go.
We'll get there. We'll get there for sure.
Yeah.
JC, it's got to be something in the Southwest. So what are you taking, Dallas?
No, it's a little Popeyes, three-piece tenders, spicy fries.
Oh, now you're getting it from the South?
Yeah.
It's different there.
Yeah, it is there.
We saw it in New Orleans. You're like, that's the real recipe down there. So three-piece from Popeyes.
Little red beans and rice on the side. Oof. Oh. Strawberry Fanta. Oh, my God.
Wow, he skipped Whataburger in that spot. How about that?
How about that?
For a Texas guy.
How about that?
All the stuff that's down there. When's the last time you've been in Texas?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, you were just going?
Yeah, with the
Bears Cowboys.
Takeover, thing. Yeah.
All the stuff that's down there.
Whataburger once, actually.
What about Chipotle?
No shot.
Count?
Yeah. What? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I like Qdoba better than Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. I like Chipotle better than Qdoba, but I like Qdoba too.
Shea Norling, one fast food item for the rest of your life. National Fast Food Day.
Item or place? Do I get the whole menu?
Yeah.
Five Guys.
It'll be something on the menu you choose, though.
Never been there. Never been to a Five Guys.
Give me a Five Guys burger, the Cajun fries. I'm good. That's all I want.
How about that, JC? You a Five Guys guy?
Ever. Never. Too many guys there.
It's not a sausage fest. It's a burger place.
Have you ever had Five Guys?
Don't think so. Yeah. Why do I feel like in the city or the city limits is a new phenomenon? I don't remember that 10 years ago. I feel like I hadn't seen that in this, around the city, at least south.
I have never been to a Five Guys. Never walked into one.
they just won an Evergreen?
Or
in
Beverly, one up in Wilmette that I see off the Edens.
Yeah, I don't think it was a thing in the city around where I live for maybe 5 years. Maybe it's last 4 or 5 years. But no, I don't.
I wonder when it started. Five guys
started in Washington, D.C., right?
Headquartered in Lorton, Virginia, part of Fairfax County.
That's exactly.
I just don't know when it started.
That's Shay the sports guy. You know, if it's in Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, yes. It's
in D.C. Yeah. Baltimore, that's D.C. Virginia, anywhere in Virginia, I don't know where that is. D.C.
The Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by...
That'd be... it started in 1986. Chicago Cut Steakhouse. David Flom and Matt Moore have cooked up an amazing menu. Try the new Ski Bacon. It's insane.
JC.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I just can't see you have playing Wu-Tang around.
I'll burn a disc for him.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say, we'll put it on his Walkman.
You know what? I'm going to be on vacation next week, and I am just going to...
Do what?
I am going to do what Danny has begged me to do for a long time. Holster my phone.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day right here on ESPN 1000. My friend, let's do this tomorrow at 7.
Let's do it. Absolutely. By the way, you realize there are 1,700 plus locations of Five Guys?
Oh, I'm sure.
They're in Australia, Austria, Bahrain, Belgium, Canada, China, France. I mean, I could keep going. They're in Luxembourg.
Didn't know that.
They're in Malaysia.
And headquartered in D.C.
They're in Qatar.
D.C. That's exactly right.
Jeez.
Anything in South Shore? No.
No.
We thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Our thanks to Shay and JC and you for calling and twitching and listening. We will talk to you tomorrow at 7. So long, everybody.
Have a great day. Take that.
From Chicago.